That's Opera Australia performing a song from Gilbert and Sullivan's classic operetta, The Mikado. The tunes are undeniably Western. Many times it's performed by actors with British accents. It's a musical comedy that pokes fun at life and politics in England. But the look of this operetta is Japanese, stereotypically and fantastically so.
It was staged in 1885-86, where you have this interest in Orientalism. What Gilbert and Sullivan did was they sort of combined all kinds of different Asian cultures and presented it as this exoticized Japan.
That's University of Illinois Springfield sociology professor Shun Leo. He says the Mikado traditionally uses actors in yellow face.
You have white actors wearing makeup to portray themselves as being Asian.
The current production at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield performs the Mikado that way. The characters have cartoonish names like Yum Yum and Nanky Poo. Gus Gordon heads the Hoagland. He says the stunning music makes the Mikado a classic in the Western musical theater canon.
Gilbert and Sullivan's kind of a brand name. In the Mikado's case, it was written in 1885, and it still has staying power.
The question of whether that power is a good or bad thing is one that's caused friction in theatrical circles. A production of the Mikado in Seattle this summer attracted protesters who picketed with signs saying things like, "My culture is not a costume." A columnist for the Seattle Times wrote the production was a racial caricature, and a dialogue about race broke out across the country.
I think it's a great platform to discuss the arts, to discuss diversity in the arts, and we're changing as a society.
Gordon says he hadn't realized the musical could be considered racist until after he scheduled the show. David Marcus is a theater company owner in Brooklyn who wrote a piece about the controversy for a conservative web magazine. He says the Mikado is racist by today's standards, but
let's be careful before we start throwing out the Western canon, because the entire Western canon is full of racism and sexism and classism. So if we're going to start saying we're not doing plays anymore or we're not reading books anymore because they contain these elements, we're not going to be left with a whole lot.
Marcus says changing the original Mikado to appease those offended by it is borderline censorship. But in Minneapolis, that's exactly the route director Rick Shiomi took.
I wanted to remove as many of those Asian references or contextual things as possible. I did that by resetting it in Edwardian English.
Shiomi served as artistic director for an Asian American theater company based in Minneapolis, where his version of the Mikado was staged.
I just hope that it becomes a kind of alternative way of performing this piece. And what happened in Seattle is a reflection of the Asian American community is being tired of having this kind of stereotyping performed as a kind of joke. It's just, to me, an opportunity to make a change that we can all enjoy.
In hindsight, the Hoagland's Gus Gordon says he may have done things differently with the Mikado in Springfield. Still, he contends,
the way this is being presented is, I think, respectfully, beautifully, and done with a lot of good intention. These are very talented performers and musicians putting their hearts into a work that hopefully will bring a lot of people pleasure. You know, maybe it's something that people need to see for themselves to make their own decision.
While certain people will automatically dismiss this rendering of the Mikado as racist, others are able to enjoy the classic operetta as is. In any case, the show will go on through this weekend. I'm Rachel Otwell.